This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, Deck Tech, PermaSeal, and Mr. Floor Igor Marak. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, we got the lineup a little off, but that's fine. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show on this fine radio station until 1 o'clock. We are packed with experts in studio to help educate you with all of your real estate home improvement needs. Anything you have to do with the home, we are here to help you. We start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thanks, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We've got a unbelievable panel of experts to navigate you through anything home-related until 1 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you, Michelle, out in Joliet, for listening. The first texter of the show. Actually, that dieting finally got you, Dave. I don't know what that means, but thank you, 847. So they're already starting, Joe. They're already starting to come in on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So keep them coming. Phone lines are open. Let's start ladies first. Amy Kite, Keller Williams Infinity. How are you, Amy Kite?
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys did a Zoom home buying seminar Thursday evening, which was phenomenal.
Thank you.
I watched it on the treadmill, which
you
I did not know my camera was on.
It was. That Roy, is funny.
What are you laughing, Roy?
I'm just visualizing.
Thank God I was wearing a shirt, Roy.
Yes.
I usually go on my treadmill, Roy, in my basement, dark basement, without a shirt, and sometimes without shorts, always with underpants. And
you're looking svelte.
I was looking good. I had Amy on. I had the Bears game on the TV with the volume down. I made sure my mic was off. Then after, my guy Steve Hendrickson, who was doing the mortgage part of it, said, "I saw you got your steps in during the seminar." I'm like, "What are you talking about?
How did he watch it?
Because my camera was on."
Why is he watching your camera?
Because you could see everybody yeah, on that's on the Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. If they had their cameras on, you could see them. And let me tell you, you know, if you ever go into a Zoom, put your camera on, just because it's so much easier
unless you're on the treadmill.
Just it gives you it gives the presenter somebody to talk to. And right. I mean, I'm on Zooms all the time, so not that big of a deal. Yet I will tell you, for anybody who's new to Zoom or, you know, just sitting there thinking, you know, it's not important, I have my camera on, put it on. Give somebody a face to look at.
Unless you're on a treadmill.
He was clothed, though, like
I was
you said.
Clothed. I actually started in the bathroom. Thank God that wasn't there. I was washing my hands, Roy. I wasn't doing anything, not proper. And then went to the treadmill, and then I'm just like, great. I'm like, I'm all set. Got the Bears game on. I got Amy on. I got Steve on. I got everything going. Hopefully I don't fall off the treadmill. I'll be good. And then Steve's like, "Yep, I got to see you got your steps in during the show." So
you know, maybe I should have said something like totally wrong that would have like had a reaction, a physical reaction. He would have fallen off the track. Yeah. I mean, then we could have sat and laughed. I mean, maybe I'll do that next time.
I appreciate that. What are you talking about during the show?
We're going to talk about how we helped Liz, who didn't know what she was going to do. She had a house of filled with items that her and her husband had accumulated in 60 years, and she was paralyzed because she didn't know how to leave, and how we were able to help her with every piece of that and able to move her on to something that was a better fit for her.
The Great Estate is another company you're affiliated with.
Yep, and they were able to step in and help her also.
And I was at a golf outing 2 weeks ago, which we'll talk about. The guy I was golfing, I wasn't golfing, I was driving around with three golfers. During a Rotary Club event in Buffalo Grove, and we'll talk about that later. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team at Keller Williams Infinity,
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
George Arguris, Deck Tech, I got your name right.
Yes,
you got
you
the
did.
Company right, so yes, I'm on a did. Roll so far. I messed, already messed up Don Butler's name, company name. Kaplan,
okay.
It was Kaplan.
He feels good about it now.
Sounds good. Well, I'm notorious for screwing things up with acronyms and company names, as everybody listens to the show knows. What are we talking about, buddy?
You know, anything and everything decks, from repairing them, replacing them, maintaining them.
Still season to take care of that.
Absolutely.
Got what, yes. About another 90 days before you start shutting down?
On the repairs into November. Yeah. I mean, through the year.
Right.
And the washing and sealing into November.
Got it. If our listeners want more information about your fine company, how do they reach out to you?
1-800-956-3325.
Leroy Spencer, PermaSeal. You guys been got some weather last night, Roy. Is that type of weather event and what they're expecting today, does that get your phones ringing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime it rains, it gets people thinking, at least, and worrying. So that's a good thing. And then it rains hard enough, the basement start leaking. That really gets the phones ringing.
I sent a text message to both you and your beautiful bride the other day about a marketing idea. I said, hey, I have a marketing idea. And it said, not that you need my help in marketing, because you do a very fine job. But I started noticing, and I mentioned this on the show and other stations, that Holmes and Amy... that homes are on the market for longer periods of time. And what sprang into my head, one of those homes that were on a long period of time that are now on a contingency, contingencies are back, had a PermaSeal truck sitting in the driveway.
Nice.
So what does that mean, Amy? That these homeowners have to start doing more work on these homes if they want to sell them.
They do.
Because the hammer has switched from the seller's hand to the buyer's hand. So before, I don't need an inspection. I don't need an appraisal. I'm just going to buy it now. There's a PermaSeal truck in the driveway, because guess what? You're not selling a house with the leaky basement in this market. 6 months ago, a year ago, Roy, you wouldn't have been in the driveway. You would have been in the driveway with the new buyer, but not with the seller. Now the seller's covering whatever expenses.
Yeah, and actually, I'd like to talk about that today, give reasons why both buyers and sellers should have an inspection before the house is either listed or bought, because it's advantageous to both, actually.
Yes, and once the seller knows about it, it's really advantageous to the buyer, because once the seller knows about it, they now know they have a challenge that they need to fix or give a credit, because if they don't sell it to the person that found the challenge, they have to disclose it now, and they're going to, especially in this market, they're going to have to fix it. A year ago, you could have gotten away with it. Now, you're going to fix that basement.
Once they're aware of an issue, they have to repair it or
give a credit.
Disclose it.
Yes. Your phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to your tribe.
It's 800-421-7325.
We have a new expert in studio, Don Butler, not from Kaplan, but from Capital Electric. It's a sign of love. Okay, I just want to say that, Don, if I don't mess up either your name, the acronym of your organization, or the name of your company at least three or four times during the initial jolt here, I don't love you as much. So I'd like to apologize and say hi to Don Butler, Capital Electric. You educated everybody in here prior to the show of all the changes, and we were peppering you with questions about the new law that passed Congress and that was signed by the president. And so you're going to be covering that and a bunch of other things coming up in the show.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of swirly news about the new bill that was passed and signed last Tuesday by the president. It brought back the federal tax credit on solar from 26 back up to the 30% and extended it for the next 10 years. Also, as far as electric vehicle chargers, or electric vehicles, I should say, where some manufacturers didn't qualify anymore because they hit that $200,000 limit, that has now been removed. Of course, there is some caps on some of those as far as the cost of the car and the income, as far as who qualifies. But yeah,
which they should, which is the right thing to do. Good.
Absolutely.
So they finally put some clawbacks on there. So if our listeners and you install charging stations for electric cars in our listeners' driveways or homes.
We do. And right now, currently, probably close to 8 to 10 a day. We get we're getting over 30 inquiries a day.
Hello.
Just online inquiries.
All right. Well, you're going to talk about more about that later in the show.
Yep.
If our listeners want to reach out more to you and your fine team at Capital Electric, if you call Kaplan Electric, you're not going to get Don here or his team, but Capital Electric, what's the best way to reach you?
So that's Capital with a K, you know, K-A-P-I-T-A-L. Best phone number is 630-833-2389.
MegaPro's Joe, MegaPro's Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
How are you doing, Dave?
I had a very embarrassing situation.
Not now.
Thursday morning.
Not David.
As today, yes. I was in front of the executive committee of a fine, prestigious organization, the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, and the acronym is ILACP. Mm-hmm. And I stood up there in front of these professionals, all in law enforcement, the executive board. I'm on the dais up there in front of a microphone. Chief Jogman, police chief of Highland Park, who handled the horrific 4th of July shooting with unbelievable grace and professionalism, is the president of this organization. I've got this new program, Perks at Work, that I'm rolling out. I'm all excited. Chief Cass Stevens, Buffalo Grove, my buddy's in the back. He brought me in, handed me off to Lou. Everything's smooth. And I get up there and I say, I'd like to thank the members of the ILAPC for this opportunity, even though it's the ILACP. Even though I all the way from Northbrook to Tinley Park is an hour drive, and I'm going in my head, ILACP, don't screw this up, because you know I'm a wordsmith here. And I stand up there, and I said, thank you for, this is an unbelievable opportunity. If you work in the police department, for everybody that's part of the ILAPC, and Lou's there, ILACP, ILACP. He's whispering to me, standing next to me, and I did it one more time, just like, oh my God, I'm glad I practiced it 100 times. I should have done it 101 times. So that was my Thursday, Lou. Joe. Did it again. Mega Pros Joe. I completely embarrassed myself in front of this fine organization.
That's okay. You'll get away with it.
You know, but I'm sure they love
in front of. I do it in front of 50,000 people.
Every time I give you a microphone, you do
it. Yes. At least I'm consistent. I just want to apologize and beg for forgiveness to everybody at the ILACP, the program that we created will save you tens of thousands of dollars or thousands of dollars on your next real estate transaction. And if you want more information, we're going to be contacting every police station, which I already have started doing. So that was my Thursday. I walked out of there in complete disgrace. I was pumped up. I printed out all these things. I'm ready to go. And I completely fell
on
myself.
Did you spell it right on the things you printed up?
Yes. All right, good. Yes.
Well, that's because he didn't do that.
Because I didn't do it. I delegated it. I had my professional market. Vanessa did it. The ILACP, which I'm very proud to have their approval to launch this program to every member that works at a police station.
That's great. I love your program.
It's a great program. I thank God I'm better at originating loans, and Amy and her team are selling homes, and Kari and her team, who are going to be helping, are selling homes, and I am at names and acronyms. Perfect. So here we go. We're going to go to a quick break. Then we're going to come back with Amy Kite. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got 2 hours and 26 minutes of fun-filled informational radio coming up after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
Tape measure.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We got a couple minutes before the break. George asked Amy a question going into the break, and I said, save it for air. So ask the question because it'll bridge us into the break.
Yeah. So the question is, everybody has their mortgage rates or their interest rates are so low. What's going to happen down the road 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Something just came out. I just got it emailed to me last night. 73% of homeowners have a mortgage at under 4% or less. Amy, your dime, your dance floor. What's going to happen?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great question because it's one that my husband and I actually are even considering is, do we sell our house when we've got an interest rate in the twos? And I personally believe that if you have the ability.
True.
If you have the ability, because not everybody will, rent it out let the renters pay it down, because we are short on rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is a huge opportunity for you to actually create some net worth.
Right.
Yep.
Sure.
For yourself. So, and understand that a lot of people, that's how they've created their net worth, right, is through real estate. So don't be afraid of it. We actually have a property management company too, if somebody wants to do that. But yeah, people are going to have to sell and move. So even if you have a 2%, you know, if
You need the equity for the down payment on the next place. That's going to be the drawback.
And it may be I have to have a bigger house, right? Correct. This house no longer fits, or this house is just way too big, or we are leaving the state. That's why we will sell real estate regardless of what interest rates get to.
Amen.
Regardless, because people have to move for one reason or another.
Amen.
So it will happen. And yet, if you do have that low interest rate, let's seriously talk about whether you should sell it or rent it and how we can access equity if we need
Amy's to. But again, going back to your question, George, some people don't have the capacity to manage a home. That's why there's management companies. And we've got to hit a break here. I know, Benny, so hang on. And then some of our listeners are going to need that equity, George, that they've built up over the past whatever years. And there's been a lot of equity built up in the past 30 months for the down payment and down stroke on the next home that they're going to buy for whatever reason, moving out of state, retiring, got kids, mother moving in, daughter, whatever it is. There's hundreds of reasons why you would sell your home, even with that ridiculously low rate that we got, Amy, right, that you're very welcome, by the way. But a lot of our listeners don't have the mental capacity to deal with the stress of being a manager of a property if they don't want to hand it over to a management company. And they need that money for a downstroke on a new place in order to keep the payment low on the place they're moving to. So even though 73% of current homeowners have a rate below 4%, there's still a large percentage of those homeowners that are going to get into unbelievable debt, and they're going to have to refinance. I just did one Friday afternoon prior to getting a call from the Peoria police chief saying, hey, we want to be part of this program with the ILACP. And there are 230 employees down there in Peoria. So good things come into the Peoria Police Department through this program. But that's why, right? They're going to need that job. A chief moves from Elgin to become a chief down in Peoria, where the chief of police down in Peoria used to be live in Elgin. He's going to have to buy a house. I don't know if he had to sell his home up in Elgin, but most people need that equity to move down there. So, great question. We're going to come back with more with Amy Kite after the break. This is Home Sweet Home.
But Amy, I like your idea about the camper.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. Rent your house and get a camper.
All right, you forgot that part about going to the break because we're 2 minutes past. So thanks for throwing in that question. And Benny's like, shut him up! 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Microphone's call, text, phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Our show next week will be preempted due to exciting Northwestern football. We got to let everybody know that we have to rearrange the schedules here. Before we get over to Karen and Wheaton, who's been
holding... What do you mean preempted? We're not here at all?
No, we are here. We're probably going to be moved back a little bit. So probably 2:30 start, 3 o'clock start. Oh, I know. Okay. Joe won't be here. 312-981-7200.
We get overtime, though, right?
We get overtime. We get four times the amount they're paying you, which is still zero. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Got a text deal from 847 before we get to Karen, because it's very important. Kleppen must be paid by the word, 847. Okay. Is there a contest to see how many words he could get into the word salad? No barometric pressure again. Donnie, you want to stand up for yourself?
I mean, I take that as a compliment, actually. If they're saying that I'm cramming in a lot of words into the newscast, that's just more information, baby. I'm getting it out there.
There you go.
No, that's another way, one way of looking at it. I look at it, they, you know, maybe cut it down and move on. Okay.
We'll weigh both options. Okay. We'll see how it goes.
I like mine. All right, turn your mic off, go back to sleep. 312-981-7200. Karen and Wheaton, you got a question for Amy Kite.
Yes, I do. Actually, I have two questions.
Thank you.
The first is, does anybody know whom I can reach out to find out how to shut down a home for short term? It sounds strange, but basically my parents, who used to live in Illinois, had moved out some 22 years ago. They live out in Arkansas. My father had a bad fall. Now I've got them both up here with me, but it's at the point where we're being told that for their home, which is a very nice, simple home, they're not going to be able to live there any longer on their own because medical support for what his deficiencies are now is not going to be available. So we're looking at the fact that, hey, I don't know that we can empty this house out in the next couple of months. My siblings and I are all working, so we have to figure out, hey, can we shut the house down for a short term, and how would we do that? And then the next question is, how do we find a reputable realtor for that area?
What area in Arkansas is it, Karen?
They are out towards Eureka Springs.
Eureka Springs.
Excellent.
Okay, right. So I will set this up for you. It's already set up. But this doesn't only have to apply to Arkansas, right? It could apply to any town in this listening area that you've become your parents' parent and they have a home that they no longer can live in or they're not safe. Or if you plan on wintering in another state, you've got the same challenges of moving out of a home and just leaving the home vacant for 4, 5, 6 months. Joe could attest that's danger Will Robbins, right? That's very dangerous walking.
Animals want to move into your house.
Well, and you have pipe breaks and you've got other things going on.
You
got to check it.
Secure it.
Got to check it. Amy, over to you.
Karen, I can absolutely. So I would actually go to a realtor if it were me. And in that situation of like my grandma, I would go to the local realtor because they will have the resources of people who can go in and help you. So I will just confirm that.
Do you have a connection down in Eureka Springs?
Oh, yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, so I will absolutely connect the two of you and you can talk to her. She will know who can go in and help you with that.
But help with security systems.
Well,
closing
whatever
out the
house. Need. It may just, you know, they just may need somebody to go in there and, you know, handle a contractor who goes in and shuts off the water and that kind of stuff, make certain that it's secured, right? Plumber, whatever needs to be done over the next couple of months.
Listen, if her, Karen, are your parents ever going back to this house?
Well, I think I'm going to have to take my mother down there so that she can actually figure things out at some point, but my father has only come out of surgery in the last couple of weeks. He's not even travel ability. He doesn't have the ability to travel or anything. He's in rehab now, and that may take multiple months. So he's not going to be able to go down, but she has to go down because she has to be able to tell us, okay, keep this, save this, do that with this. You know,
Well, and the point I'm getting to is that this might be a situation where you need to have your contact in Eureka Springs that you have a relationship with through your realtor network to help this caller, Karen, sell all the belongings and completely gut the house. So when she moves up here, it's less of a schlep up here because if they're going to move in with Karen and her kids and her husband, assuming she, whatever, her family, you don't need all of those belongings.
And by gut, you only mean take out the personal property. So absolutely, whatever you want to do, we can help you with that. And that's exactly what we do here in the situation with Liz also is, you know what, she needed help. She didn't know what to do, and it becomes an elephant, and you just can't deal with it. And so that's where we were able to bring in the estate sale company, the organizers, the people who literally will take a picture of your room, your china cabinet, whatever, and when you move into the new place, we'll set it up exactly the same way so that you actually feel like you're sitting in the old house when you sit in your living room or whatever. When you look at the china cabinet, it looks exactly like it did another house. So it gives you comfort, especially when you have to make a move. And, you know, not always do people want to. Sometimes they need to. And so that's where we come in and help with that.
Well, and I'll throw it over to Roy real quick. How many times have you had to clean out a basement of homes where people have moved out of because there was a flood down there because of sump went out? Right. I mean, these simple things. I don't know if they have basements in Arkansas. I know there are certain states that don't have basements, but it's prevalent here. Right. I mean, you could be out of town. You could be summering or wintering or be on vacation and you come back and your furniture is floating in your basement. You got some problems. I mean, you've got to see that, if not once, thousands of times in your 40-year history.
Yeah. And quite frankly, it's not something we clean out. You know,
no,
you have to call junk haulers
100%.
Or whatever, but it's a restoration.
But having the backup in there so it doesn't happen.
That's what I say. You know, in Arkansas, there are not a lot of basements. There are some crawl spaces and things.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, that's one of the dangers when you have a vacant home is flooding, you know, and from broken pipes, you know, sometimes frozen pipes, sometimes just erosion and broken pipes, and nobody's aware of it. And so that's where our basement defender monitors that. So sometimes it's just monitoring the humidity level gets too high or the temperature gets too low that alerts people that there's problems in a vacant home. So having the basement defender is like a sentry there to help
to back up
from that. Yeah.
All right. So Karen, we're going to have Amy give you a call after the show or maybe during one of the breaks to help you help your folks take care of that house down in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Is that cool?
Thank you. That would be very, very helpful.
Joe, I think she needs a Mega Pros hoodie. Would you like to send Karen a MegaPro's hoodie?
How do you feel about that, Karen?
How do you feel about that, Karen? Would that make you feel a little better?
You know what? If you make it a little bit bigger, on the bigger side, when my dad gets out of rehab, we're struggling for clothes with him right now. So,
all right, double extra large. Is that good?
Yeah.
Does he like the show? Does he like the show?
Oh, jeez.
He's an Arkansas
He
guy.
Likes home improvement shows.
Okay.
He's been down south. So I don't think Lou. He's heard Mega yeah. Pros so, in over 22 years.
No, he's probably listening to Lou. He's not listening to this show.
I don't know if I want to send him a shirt either.
We'll get him one of Lou's shirts.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll get you a Lou shirt. No, but we'll send you black or red. Which one would you like?
Black.
Okay, we'll get you a black hoodie for Karen, and
only
we'll send
if you. You got to wear it, though, Karen, not your dad.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, then just send me a large.
Okay, good.
All right, there you go. We're also going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thanks for calling the show. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming back, we're going to talk with Roy Spencer about the fine products and services that he provides if you're looking to sell a home, because now sellers are needing to do inspections, and if you're a buyer, get in there and have a PermaSeal set of eyes. Check out that basement and the surrounding areas and foundation to see if you need any work before you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on that home. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. PermaSeal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our PermaSeal way of doing things, but it starts with crack. The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. PermaSeal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's Roy Spencer's, probably your top one.
Roy, has that done a lot for your business? what do you mean by that, crack? Just another crack.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Listener in Arlington Heights, Roy, call to ask about your home inspections, what the difference between your inspection and the typical home inspector provides. Not that we're knocking home inspectors, you know, but they're covering the macro, right? The entire house. And you guys are just looking for specific things. So how do you differ? How does your team, when you're walking a basement and looking on the outside of a home, what are you looking at? And it might pick up different than what a traditional home inspector would pick up.
Well, that's a great question, Dave. And I wanted to talk, you know, I could say, because the real estate market's picking back up and the market's changing, and sellers are no longer just, you know, take it as is or not and things like that. So I wanted to talk about why sellers should have inspections done before they list the home, and why buyers should, you know, have us inspected. So yes, most buyers, you know, will have a home inspection once they've identified a home. And I don't know, Amy, what do they charge for a home inspection these days?
$400 to $500
for an inspection, and they inspect the whole home and
attic,
like that.
Roof, everything.
And these guys are pros. We work with Nick Ashy and, you know, home inspectors and things like that, and we give them training on foundation and structural training and things like that. So I have a lot of respect for those people, but they are very general knowledge about a lot of things. We're specialists. We have expert knowledge in waterproofing and foundation repair. So we can not only, you know, home inspectors identify there's a problem. Hey, there's some moisture here, but they don't necessarily know what caused the moisture. They don't necessarily know how to fix it. They sure probably don't know how much it's going to cost.
The cost
when we come out
to
do an inspection, we'll give you all that information. So now you know. So if you're a seller and you know you have a problem, you could wait until and list the home and have it show up either during the showing or worse, you know, once the offer is made and the building inspector comes, a home inspector, and he identifies this problem. Now you got to negotiate it, or you might just scare people off. They see a problem, they don't want to deal with it. And so we really strongly recommend that the sellers, if you're thinking about listing your home, have us come out for a free inspection. We'll identify any problems, potential problems and things like that. So you don't have to show the house in a condition that might scare people off, or you'll actually get more value. So picture if the building inspector comes and he identifies a problem and things, but if you've already had the problem fixed, oh yeah, we had that taken care of, and here's a lifetime warranty from PermaSeal. You actually have added value to your home.
Sure.
People are going to pay more for that, and they're going to say, wow, these people take care of their home. So that inspection is free. We give free inspections to all homeowners. We actually have four different types of inspections. So let's say you're a buyer and you're thinking about buying a home, and you might be looking at several homes. Hey, check this out, check that out. Well, you wouldn't call a home inspector out and check them all. You wait until. So it's the same way with us. So we're happy if you're the homeowner, come out and do a free inspection. If you're thinking about buying, we're happy to inspect it for you there too. But we do charge $90 for that inspection. You get the same quality inspection, everything. And if you do buy that home and have the work done, we give you a credit back for that $90. So that's the only time there's a charge for that. The other inspection I strongly recommend for anybody who's buying a home is to have your sewer line inspected.
Yes.
So we actually run a camera all the way from the main sewer all the way out to the street and identify. And that's something home inspectors don't do, can't do, and things. So that's something that, as you know from your experience, is sometimes people say, thousands of dollars in a sewer line repair. So if you have that sewer line inspected before you buy the house, it could save you a lot of problems. So
I'll say this. You blew up a transaction. Lady was renting a home that she was looking to buy. Listen to this, Amy. We sent out you guys to look at the sewer, run the camera through. The sewer line of the home that she was renting for the past 5 years that she was going to buy, sewer line was cracked, had no idea. Now that the seller knew it was cracked, she had the seller fix that crack, or else it would have been her responsibility when whatever happened. I don't know what happens to cracked sewer lines. If
they get worse.
They get worse, and then it would have been on her dime.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times people are, they're putting all their money in, budgeting things, can we afford this house? And they don't really budget in an extra $5,000 or $10,000 for a sewer line repair. So it's the right thing to do for both parties. So that's the sewer line inspection. We have a fourth inspection. It's a preventive maintenance inspection where a guy can come out and clean out the sump pit, water test the sump pumps, clean out the window wells. These are all good things to have done before you list the house.
Phone number
800-421-7325.
Going to come back with George Agritis. Juris, I did it again, from Deck Tech. I got the George. I got the George right from Deck Tech. Back off. Here, two things real quick. 847, Dave, licensed home inspectors by law cannot give cost repairs. 773, can I get PermaSeal training for home inspectors? Can I get your... Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so give that phone number one more time.
800-421-SEAL.
Why do you want to be a home inspector?
No, if you're a home inspector, to get the PermaSeal training.
Do you want to get the...
Me? What do I know? I want... No, the home inspector wants to get PermaSeal's training.
I thought you wanted to.
Heck no.
A texter.
You don't want me. A texter said that. And as a home inspector, it's a good sign when I see foundations cracks repaired. So there you go. Nice. All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with George Argyris. From Deck Tech. From George.
Why don't you just call him George?
Because I like the challenge. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and phone line. We'll be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information.
Igor?
Igor is not here. Thanks for pointing that out.
That they're all
because I keep looking for him.
It's a pre-recorded commercial introduction.
So where is Igor right now?
Why are you wasting time talking about this? Because for the love of God,
I like having fun here more than
312-981-7200 on the celebrity hotline is good old number 7, Chris Chelios. How are you, Mr. Chelios?
I'm good. How are you guys?
And we're great, buddy. You're at the Air and Water Show today, signing pucks until 2:00. Over by Theater on the Lake for El Bandito Yankee Tequila. Is that true?
Yeah, beautiful place. I don't know if you've been.
So how many pucks you got over there, Chris? Because if you run out of pucks, they're going to be some upset people, and you might have to drop the gloves and solve some challenges there.
I should be okay. I think everybody's forgiven me over that Detroit thing, so it's all good. But,
I want to thank. So, well, first off, where is Theater on the Lake So our hockey fans who want to come out and meet you and get a signed puck to go, if they're at the Air and Water Show, where exactly is that location?
Simple. You just take Lakeshore Drive, get off at Fullerton, and it's right on the, I guess you call it the service road. You can't miss it. Beautiful brown building. It's one of, like, really the only thing, a restaurant, I should say, on the lake that you know, with a great deck, and it's just a beautiful place. I mean, we got Castaways. That's kind of I guess you'd call it a redneck type place, but I don't think we have rednecks in Chicago. But
yes,
but Theater
on
Lake's just a beautiful restaurant. We do. We got a few. They were all at the Kid Rock show last night.
Well,
a few of them. But.
Well, and you haven't met Mega Pro's Joe yet.
He's total redneck.
He's definitely right up there. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for signing those sweaters for our Vestathon. You signed three sweaters, and we raised $1,500 earlier this year. So thank you for taking the time to sign those sweaters for us, those Blackhawk sweaters. And also, I think your daughter, Kaylee, does an amazing job during the Blackhawks game, and I hope they bring her back with all the changes there. I hope she's not one of the casualties. And last but not least...
She signed, actually.
She signed.
She signed last week, so she's back, and I'm back, and Sandy's
awesome.
Back. So, yeah, a lot of changes, you're right, but... It's a transition period, and it's going to be some scar tissue and some growing pains here, but hopefully they can get these turned around sooner than later.
And now that Nick is no longer with the Blackhawks, he's out in Seattle. If you're looking for somebody to, he was a great sponsor and spokesperson for your organization. You know, there's a guy on the radio on Saturdays that could probably pick up the slack. His last name rhymes with Hochberg. I'm just throwing it out there, Chris, in case you're looking for somebody. You know, we could talk off air. It's totally cool.
But I got you.
But once again, you're going to be at the Theater on the Lake, Fullerton Lakeshore Drive, until 2 p.m. for El Bandito Yankee Tequila. El Bandito Yankee Tequila until 2 p.m. signing pucks, correct?
Yeah, I'll be there a little longer. Like I said, it's a beautiful place. After I'm done signing, I'm going to hang out, watch the hopefully this weather holds up and we can watch the Air and Water Show. It's pretty amazing. I've got a chance to hang around with those guys. A couple years ago, I jumped out of that plane over on North Street Beach with those Golden Knights, which was kind of a great experience. But everybody looks forward to the Air and Water Show. I see thousands of people out there from my apartment building. It's beautiful.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing what you're going to be doing today, and we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, you bet, you guys. Thanks for plugging the El Bandito. Take care.
Okay, no problem, buddy. 312-981-7200.
With him?
What's that?
Does he have tequila with him?
I guess you got to go to the Theater on the Lake at Fullerton Lake Church Drive to get a puck to find out.
Sounds like he's staying after.
I'm sure he is, and I'm sure he's packing a bottle. 312-981-7200. Waiting for you specifically. We're going to come back with George from Deck Tech after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
At least I'm consistent, Joe. At least I'm consistent. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Longtime listener Sam called to ask that his deck was rotted out and wanted to know what you can do to help our listeners with rotted out decks. So real quick, what is considered rotted out deck?
So a lot of times when you have a cedar deck or a womanized deck that's just getting a lot of moisture from plants or just age, you'll see the woods really deteriorating to the point where you can't even walk on it in some instances. So what we'll do is we'll go out there, evaluate it. It's usually the walking surfaces, the rails, the undercarriage. Most of the time, Joe would contest to this and say that it's all womanized, so it never really rots out.
What does womanized mean? What is womanized?
Brand name pressure treated.
Pressure treated.
Okay, pressure treated.
Yeah. So when you get in that situation, you're basically doing cosmetic surgery on it. You're just replacing the horizontals, the rails, and the steps.
How come you don't use the womanized on top?
You can. And it costs a lot less to do that versus going cedar, Trex, or Brazilian. But I think a lot of people are just really stuck on the cedar, because they feel it's a great look to it. It costs more, so they think they're getting more value. When in essence, the womanized wood is going to last them longer. When you seal it, it won't matter if it's womanizer cedar. You're not going to notice the difference.
Is there a different look? Is there a grain pattern?
There is. The cedar is a softer wood. It's a lot easier to get slivers. So if you're walking out on a cedar deck and you have a little child, you really got to make sure that when it's been preserved, that it's sanded properly. The womanized deck is going to last you longer. When it's sealed versus a cedar deck, you really won't know the difference unless it's a trained eye. I can tell the difference by the feel of it, the texture of it. Also, if you bury your finger into it, you'll see that if you got a little bit of a longer nail and you hit it from the side, you'll be able to indentate it. If you have a heavy grill, and you move it from side to side, if it's cedar, you'll see those tire marks on the cedar. On the womanized, you won't.
What's the investment up front on going with the cedar top instead of the crossbars underneath or supports underneath?
The support, the structure.
Structure, as opposed to going with the womanized
versus the cedar.
On top.
I would say maybe you're probably looking at a 35% increase from cedar to womanized.
I'm sure.
But it's never going to wear out. Or if you don't take care of it.
If you don't take care of it, it'll wear out. But cedar is more susceptible to carpenter ants.
I hate those.
And they really are prevalent with cedar wood.
We're hiring them.
Yeah. It's like a buffet on there.
They like to eat cedar.
Oh, they love it.
Is there any way by treating it and sealing it to keep them out, or they're going to come in from the bottom?
I think if you're on top of your house and you have an exterminator, that might slow that. But you could buy a batch of cedar, and it's already in it. And before you know it, it's infested.
Now, do you recommend sealing a deck as often cedar or pressure treated?
Yes, we do.
I mean, same thing, right? You're
same
still going to do that same maintenance that's so important.
You should do it every year and a half to 2 years. The only way around that is as the deck ages, mm-hmm. it's going to dry out more, so it's going to get more product, and it'll last longer as it gets older.
What I think is that people are letting their pressure treated wood go longer without sealing it. And that's when you're going to get that cracking and everything else that goes on.
You know, pressure treated was originally supposed to be not maintenance free, but you don't have to do anything to it.
I know.
And then you see it dries out, it cracks, it cups, and it does all that nasty stuff. So by maintaining it, you're going to slow down the aging process. It's going to be easier to maintain the deck going forward, and you're going to add value to the house, appearance-wise.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Good morning. Listen to your show pretty regularly. Can you please recommend a deck refinisher? My husband, who is 71 years old, can't do this home project any longer, so he called a deck refinisher. The man came out, and he never called back. So,
we don't know a good refinisher.
No, we know a great refinisher. I can't pronounce his last name to save my life.
You don't have to. Nobody, like everybody wants George Deck Tech.
George.
The only one that
George
cares about
George.
His name is his mom.
George at Deck Tech is here. So why you, listen, there's a lot of chuck in a truck like we talk about. I power washed my deck when I had a deck and did a horrible job. Okay, I never sealed it. Didn't know until you were on the show.
Well, you were doing what everybody said to do. Womanize, you don't have to seal it.
Right.
You just got to replace it when it cracks and cups and everything else.
And I did replace a couple of planks before I moved because I spilled oil on it and it looked horrible. So I just had the...
spill oil on anything and that's a problem.
Yes, I couldn't get it out.
Not if it's preserved.
If it's preserved.
Really?
Yeah. If you put our sealer on there, you're not going to have a problem because you could wash it off, but it won't penetrate it because it's an oil. So that oil is in the wood. Okay. So if you put something on there, it's just not going to allow it to penetrate.
So is there a specific, if we have a lot of DIY listeners.
Yes.
Is there a specific brand that you prefer over another brand?
So they could go online and they could purchase our sealer. They could go to
You sell sealer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So they can go to decktechinc.com and they could order the sealer that they'd like. The colors are on there. Obviously, if it's a do-it-yourself, if they have any questions, they could call in. We'll be more than happy to explain it to them, or they could just call us, and we'll come out and give them a free evaluation and give them an estimate to wash and seal it for them.
What's the best way to apply it, spray or with a roller?
It's really going to be with a roller.
Roller.
And a lot of our customers will allow us, they'll call us, and they'll say, hey, come out, get us started. We'll wash it. We'll seal it. We'll maintain it for them. And then once we get a first and second application on it, 2-3 years later, they'll call us and they just want to do the floors and the top rails. Then they're doing it themselves because that's easy.
Really?
The rails are the hard part. Mm-hmm. And that's the part most people get wrong.
So how long? So typical deck, and I know you've got elaborate decks that are 800 square feet and different. A typical deck in the Chicagoland area, 500 square feet, 400 square feet off the back of the house.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? I mean, what's the sweet spot that 50% of our listeners have?
I'm going to say between $1,500, $2,500, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And it's a two-day service, one day to wash it, separate day to sand it and seal it.
So you sand and seal the same day?
Yes. And the ones that we'll specifically address from the standing is cedar more than womanized. Because if you have a little child and they're walking around out there on a cedar deck, after you wash that deck, you'll tend to raise the grain. But it also, when it gets a little bit old, you'll see areas that are cupping and cracking and they're like slivers that are sticking out. You want to sand that. You don't want a little child on its knees.
You still sand the pressure treated as well, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
you
do.
Get a sliver from pressure treated, you're
that's
going to a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. That'll go all the way through.
Yes.
So if you're out there evaluating a deck, and Amy, you see this all the time when your buyers are looking at homes with decks, will you give estimates on what it would cost to replace and repair that deck as well? And is there an investment in something like that? If Amy's got a couple in their car or somebody out looking to buy a home and it has a deck, and you could tell, I mean, you've been in thousands of homes over the past God knows how many years. You could tell by visualizing, you know, by visually seeing the deck, hey, that deck's going to need some work. Would you go out, do you offer that service of a free estimate, or is there a fee involved in that estimate?
We do. We'd be more than happy to go out, evaluate the deck. I mean, at the end of the day, whether they're selling it or keeping it, you're adding value to the house.
Sure.
And you're maintaining your property. A lot of times with these decks, if you don't do anything to them, a homeowner's coming in to buy a new house, they look at it, they're going to devalue it. Hmm. And they really don't know what it's going to take to do it, so they'll just throw a high number at it and say to the buyer, hey, take this off. And that's what we were finding.
And that's a really good point, is that in a buyer's eyes, everything costs more than reality. Right.
Absolutely.
And so if you handle it yourself, it actually will be cheaper than probably if you have a buyer who ends up asking you for a credit.
And most times when we're done with a deck, I mean, it's a place that you want to spend your time on. You want to entertain people. It looks great when we're done. Granted, some decks are newer, some decks are bigger, more elaborate. Everything's a little bit different. But at the end of the day, you want people to see it. You want to spend time on it. You want to enjoy it.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. If you have any pictures of your basement that you think needs repairing or replacing your sump pump, send us pictures of cracks. Send us pictures of your deck. 312-981-7200. We'd love to see your pictures of your deck. When I used to power wash my deck, and I had Amy, my deck was what? 30 foot wide by 15 feet, 30 feet long by 15 feet. I had a gigantic deck. And
that's a normal size. Such a bragger.
No, it was.
I got a gigantic deck.
Stop yourself. I mean, it was
gigantic deck.
Okay.
And no grass. Well, right. Because he had no grass.
I had grass.
Oh, he doesn't have any grass.
I had grass.
Mulch. Well, I got mulch. Gigantic grass.
I have big dogs that would eat up the grass with
it
their gigantic. All right.
You had no grass.
So I would go out there, stop yourself, literally 6 hours a summer and power wash my deck, which ate up 6 hours of my life I'll never get back. And it takes you 2 days because I never sealed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the value question is it worth it for our listeners to spend 6 hours to power wash their deck correctly? Because the railings did take the longest. It was a big. Yeah. I could get the power washer out, with the circle thing and clean the deck. But those railings were a major, major pain in the rear end because I had to do all four sides, and they never looked good.
You know, I got to tell you, our best customers are the homeowners that have done it themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. Once they did it one time, that's it. The towel's thrown in. And a lot of times when you see a deck that's got a bunch of knife marks, you just know the homeowner or somebody that didn't know what they were doing was out there.
Sure.
And the downside is when there's so many knife marks, it might be more cost effective to replace that floor than try to.
What would the knife marks be from?
So when you're washing a deck, if you abruptly stop,
yep.
you create a mark. You should fan it out.
Right.
So if you just see a bunch of knife marks, the person didn't know how to wash. They were never trained on it, and they're just creating a nightmare for whoever has to come and fix it.
Guilty as charged. 312-981-7200 MegaPro's call takes in full line. For listeners want to reach out to you to talk about decks, cleaning, replacing, enhancing, building decks as well.
Yes, sir.
What's the best number to reach you, George, at Deck Tech?
1-800-956-3325. Now, what's my last name?
Arturis.
Nice. Oh,
did he say it right?
Yeah, he got
Arturis.
It.
Arturis.
Right, good, good.
Took me an hour and a half. Back off. I got the ILACP right after I left. 312-981-7200. Phone number one more time.
800-956-3325.
All right, we got Don Butler from Capital Electric. Going to be talking about a number of different things. The president's recently signed new bill that's now law about the energy efficiency, all the energy efficiency credits that's in that new law, as well as charging stations for electric cars, as well as all house fans. We got a lot of things to talk about after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. But this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to bring in Don Butler, who's been sitting very, very quietly and patiently observing and taking in, absorbing. Look at that, wordsmith that I am. From Capital Electric.
What were you trying to say that is probably contrary to both of those words? Go ahead.
I was trying to say absorb, but it didn't come out, so I did observe. But now I figured out I wanted to say absorb, so I said both. And they both work. Three, right, Roy?
Absolutely.
312-981-7200.
You don't have to agree with
him. Yes, he does. He brought me honey, so he's got one up on everybody. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Lady in Addison just sent pictures of her deck that you did. We're going to share with everybody, which are gorgeous. Nice job.
That's awesome. I like to see it.
We're on the radio.
I know.
Really show
Don Butler, Capital Electric. President just signed a pretty big new set of legislation. And I don't want to get into arguments, so stop with the text, how it's not going to cut inflation. It's the Inflation Reduction Act is what they sold it. Whatever it is, it is. I don't want to get into that. Roy's smiling. I don't want to get into an argument. I know that there is a lot of stuff in that legislation that will give tax credits for solar energy and for renewable energy. Can you address that real quickly for our listeners out there?
Sure. So it's not only including solar energy, but also battery storage, electric vehicles. They brought back, they got rid of the $200,000 200,000 car limit on the electric cars. So now GM and Tesla are now, they do qualify as long as a car is priced under $55,000 and your income is at a certain level. Solar energy went from, was at one time 30% federal tax credit, dropped down to 26% for the past 2-3 years. They bumped it back up to the 30% for the next 10 years.
Which is huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that, I mean, that makes a big difference when you're looking at your return on investment. And I know a lot of people think that because we live in the Midwest and we have winters here that solar isn't good for this area. But what people don't know is that cooler climates are actually better for solar panels. So heat causes resistance, which slows down the production of electricity. So if you keep the panels cooler, like living in a cooler climate like we do, the solar panels actually are more efficient.
Really?
So, yeah. So if you get down like into the desert area where everyone thinks solar is perfect down there, they actually can overheat and turn off because they get too hot.
I did not know that.
A lot of people don't. So this is a really good area. For solar, I mean, they have solar. I mean, one of the leaders in the world was Germany, and Germany has the same amount of sun as Alaska.
Okay.
So this is really a good area. We right now we're working with a return on investment of about 7 years that should drop with this new law. So hopefully we can get it down to about a 6-year return on investment. Battery storage. Battery storage, the only way you could qualify for the tax credit was it had to be powered by solar. Well, that's no longer the case.
Really?
So you can have battery storage without solar now, which battery storage is going to take the place of a generator. So with no noise and no maintenance.
So how do you load up the battery if you're not coming off of solar? I mean, what's causing that? Is it coming off the house electric?
So what you can do is if you switch over, ComEd does offer different rate plans. So I would switch over to the hourly rate plan,
okay,
where electricity is dramatically cheaper at night.
Okay, right.
Charge your battery at night, discharge it during the day.
Oh.
There's load shifting. So there's people that do that on a regular basis, even when they have power. And then they set a reserve just in case the power does go out that they can use their battery to power their house.
Can you power a whole house off of the batteries that you're putting in? I'm assuming in the garage. Is that?
Oh, yeah. So garage is preferred. We typically like something that's out of the elements, somewhat temperature wise, that it doesn't get too cold out.
Sure.
Batteries don't like the cold. We do basements, but garage is the preferred spot. But yeah, you can power your whole house. You might have to couple two or three of them together.
Interesting. So as the electric goes up in our grid, because we're going to have ComEd in here, eventually their energy doctors are coming back, and they did agree to make another a couple of appearances before the end of the year. So these batteries, our listeners will get a even if you don't have solar to charge them or some type of wind, you know, function outside to charge them, you can draw the power, load them up off of the grid, off the power while the pricing is down,
and absolutely
at night, and then run your house during the day off your batteries. I did not know that. Were you aware of that, Joe?
No, but I'm not.
You're not a battery guy.
A battery guy.
Okay. And you install.
I know certain things.
That's why I'm asking. I didn't know this stuff. Right. That's why we're here.
Did you know this, Roy?
Well, kind of.
Oh no.
No, I just have to ask. Oh, batteries don't last forever.
So, yeah, correct. So, but they do come with 10-year parts and labor warranties on the batteries. So,
I'm just saying that's got to enter into the math. You know, you're trying to save money and the return on investment. So sometimes people forget about, the batteries, figuring the cost of the batteries.
So the best thing is to exercise the batteries. So to use them on a regular basis, right? If you just save them for power outages, you only get so many discharges. But if you discharge it regularly, charge it up every night, discharge it every afternoon when electricity is at its peak on the hourly price plan, they will last, like I said, the warranty is 10 years. Yeah. So they're going to go way beyond the warranty period.
What's the investment to install a charging station in your garage if you have an electric car?
Well, that a lot varies on, distance,
sure,
difficulty. But what we're seeing is anywhere between $1,000 to $2,000. You can get under $1,000, let's say the panel's in your garage. We're putting something right next to it. Definitely under $1,000. Pretty
all right, so if it costs 2 G's as right. an investment, you've got an electric car, and you're going to go get an electric car because that's what you want to do. You want to get an electric car. You need something to power it. You're going to need a power unit in your garage, or you've got to be very careful to make sure that you live by one that you could charge up. But if you're going to get an electric car, probably makes sense to have your car charge up overnight while you're sleeping. And it's $2,000. Just use that as an example. With the tax break, is there an income level for the tax break of putting in a charging station in your garage?
Currently, there is, from what I have read, there doesn't seem to be anything in the new tax bill for the chargers themselves.
Okay, so, and what's the tax break on in this example of $2,000, cost you 2 G's to put it in. What do you get back from the government after you invest $2,000 in this example?
Well, so there would be nothing. Really, what you're going to get on the electric car is on the purchase.
I'm not worried about the electric car. Is there a rebate on the charging station or no?
Dave.
No. That's what he said.
Wait. I think Dave's crossing the wire. There is, what you're putting in for $2,000 is a plug, right? A 220, 240, whatever.
Can be. Right. So
that
many
doesn't
cars,
apply to any tax credit, but the
well,
actual,
it did.
That's
so
why
there was a 30% federal tax
plug?
Credit. Yes,
that's why I'm asking. Yeah, no, that's I know what I'm doing. Yeah,
was that it expired January 1st.
Okay,
so
did they reinstitute it or no?
No, it does not appear that they have.
Okay, so
there is a tax credit on that charging panel with the solar?
So solar,
or the
yes.
Battery?
Solar and batteries, yes.
Gotcha.
But not on the electric vehicle charger.
Okay, so you could. So I got it, right? So you could charge your electric charging station from the battery pack that you installed from the solar system you're putting up, and you could get discounts and all that.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
On the battery and on the solar system, but not on the plugging, not on the plug unit into
and,
your car.
And one of the things that we do as a company is every solar system that we sell, we install a free electric vehicle charger.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, that solves that problem.
Whoa.
And you do not lease units. You sell them.
We do not lease solar. Yeah, I know. Me and Amy had that discussion earlier.
Amy, in your opinion on leasing solar units? Amy. Amy is not a fan of leasing solar units because...
Just had a seller who had to pay it off when they went to sell, and you know, they paid off $16,000 and they might have gotten $1,000 worth of benefit. Uh-huh. So they lost $15,000. So
I couldn't agree more.
Leasing, you know,
if you're looking, yeah, if you're looking at solar, I will tell you the only person, the type of person that I would recommend or suggest maybe a leasing is an option is somebody that can't take advantage of the tax credit. Maybe they're retired and they're not paying a lot of taxes. They're going to live and die in that home.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a green person and want to reduce your footprint, like my father-in-law, I was telling everybody before the show, there's a guy in their community that put solar panels up there. He's driving an electric cart. He powers his own cart. He wants a small footprint. He knows he's never going to get the money back, but he wants to live a green lifestyle, which is perfectly fine, but that's the investment he's making. Not to, you know, he's completely off the grid. He powers his own home. He powers his own car. That's fine. He's never going to get the $30,000, $40,000 investment back that he's already got into it because he's already 75, 80 years old, and the law of averages of him outliving that are not really good. But that's the way he wants to live the rest of his life in the home that he built, and God bless him. Do whatever you want.
We offer financing on the systems that we design and sell that typically equal your average electric bill today.
Okay.
So you're already paying, you know, for electricity from the utility company.
Okay.
The difference is you're just, every payment you're making, you're paying off the system.
All right.
With a lease, they sell them as free solar panels. There's no such thing as free,
right? There's nothing
free. So you're actually, instead of paying the utility company for the power that's producing, you're paying the leasing company.
You got it. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to, we got to hit a break here.
630-833-2389.
We got a great question here, 224. Answer me this riddle. When you charge a car in Illinois, where is the electricity coming from? A coal plant, solar, or windmill factory? It's a good question. We're going to take that after the break. 312-981-7200.
Is that a sarcastic question? Or
no,
that's a
great question.
Right.
I've seen solar fields. I drove down to
Soldier Field.
Solar Field.
You saw Soldier Field.
No, I see Soldier Field. Soldier Field right
that's
outside the window.
It's
Soldier Field, not Soldiers. So, and get it right. And it's called the Chicago Bears. So I drove to Peoria. I went through a windmill plant or factory or fields down there.
What are they're all over down there. They're all over down there.
Yeah. They're all over.
Yeah.
All over.
And we're going to talk about that after. What are you busting my chop? 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, the previously mentioned number. All right, so if you don't have a solar panel, if you don't have solar that's generating your own electricity and that's powering your electric car, Don, where is the power coming from? So if you fill up your batteries at night that you would install to get off-peak hours, where is that power coming from? I guess it's a texter's question. Coal, solar, wind, or nuclear? I mean, where is it coming from?
So that's a good question. So right now, we're only as a nation, we're only producing 3% is coming from renewable energy.
Which is nothing.
Which is really nothing, right? So it's coming from nuclear, coal power, coal burning plants, power plants. So, but we have to start somewhere. You know, how should I put it?
If we're all going to die.
If we don't make changes, we don't make changes, then a lot of scientists believe we're past the point of no return, right? So as we saw at the beginning of the pandemic, when people stopped driving altogether, we saw clear skies. L.A. saw the sun probably for the first time. China saw clear skies. You know, we saw the Earth, how it was able to restore itself pretty quickly. So making these changes, and these are all good changes, is all going to help preserve, you know, the likelihood of us existing on this Earth a lot longer.
So the bottom line is, if you're putting in a solar system into your home, the government is now, with this new law, this new bill that signed into law this past week, they're going to give you 30% discount on that system. Is that correct?
Correct. So there's so not only do you get the 30%, but you got the money from the state as well.
And how much is the state kicking in on top of the 30%?
So it depends between residential and commercial, but on a typical residential system, it actually works out to be in roughly right around 25% of the cost of the system.
So a total of 55% you're getting back. So for every $10,000 you invest, you're getting 50. It's really costing you $4,500.
Correct.
And the average system investment for an average system
before incentives, we're seeing close to the $40,000 range. A lot depends on your usage, right? If your usage isn't much, it could be a lot less.
All right. So, and they're getting back $20,000 the next year that they put it in between state and federal discounts, rebates.
Correct.
So it's a $20,000 investment, and then everybody's got to just look at what they're using. And you are against leasing, like Amy is against leasing.
Yeah, leasing is, I think it's a scam myself.
Okay.
But especially when you can buy a system for about the same dollar amount. All so, right. And you're not tied into a 25-year term. And at the end of, we have a return on investment of around 7 years. At the end of 7 years, you own it. That's free electricity the rest of the time in that house.
Right. And I will tell you, as a person that put in geothermal, it's the same payback. And it was a great investment for us because we've got the pool and a big house and everything else that we're, you know, lighting up and what we're doing. It was worth the investment for us, my wife and I. It's not a lot for other listeners out there. If our listeners want to reach out more, we got texts coming in. What's your name? What's your phone number? So what's your name and phone number? Don?
Oh, 630. I'm sorry, it's Don Butler with Capital Electric, 630-833-2389.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. That's Don Butler from Capital Electric. Phone number one more time.
630-833-2389.
And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line over to the newsroom. And we'll be back after news and a couple of commercials.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Roy Spencer, I want to talk about the training. We got a number of different techs in here. Is that something that you do on a continual basis for home inspectors to identify challenges, or you're into a lot of different things now, okay? You're into the backup sump pumps. You're into the permafoam. You're into the lifting, the permalift, all of those things, the foaming of the joists. I didn't know that you offered a class. Is that something that you're going to be coming out and throwing out there for the home inspection industry or for homeowners in general? It might be not a bad idea to open up for homeowners in general. What are your thoughts?
Well, we've had classes. There's a organization of home inspectors, I believe it's called Nick Ashy, and in the past we've done classes, regular classes. They have regular meetings, and we would go there and train their people on, you know, wet basements and what to look for and what things mean, and then of course structural repairs and stuff, because again, they don't have that depth of knowledge that we have.
Sure.
And in the process, we, you know, talked about other things we do. So I'm glad this came up because it just dawned on me, well, we haven't done that in a while. I think we've lost contact. You know, they had different presidents of their association. Yeah. Had different people, my managers, have contacts with that. But it is something that needs to be ongoing because we really do work together, and it's a mutually beneficial thing. Again, they can't recommend our company. That's okay. But it does help them give better information to the homeowner, say, hey, this is something you need to look into, have it done professionally. And things. So yeah, that's I'm glad it came.
You got
up,
a great facility to do it. I mean, you got the big room.
Yeah, we do training, and I've done training for realtors as well. You know, just give them more information. So I'd be happy to do it for any groups. Except we've got a great facility, we can do it there. I can go there or whatever. But yeah, more than happy to share that information. It's not a commercial for PermSeal, but it's just useful information that realtors, property managers,
especially now,
home inspectors and stuff, that they're welcome to contact us and we can set them up with some training.
Especially now with the market turning.
Yeah, I was just talking the other day with my assailant about visiting realtors' offices. And I said, I don't even know if we do that anymore. Are there any realtors in offices anymore? You know, Amy,
go sponsor a sales meeting.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have sales meetings anymore? There used to be pre-COVID.
I used
to have them all the time, but you know, I drive by a realtor office, parking lot's empty. I don't know if people even go to the realtor offices anymore.
Not Amy's office.
Okay.
If you could get through the trees.
We had 50 in our office in Naperville just this Thursday.
Well, we'd be happy to sponsor a sales meeting. And
here, you bring lunch.
Yep.
And they'll come.
Yep.
That is, and somebody else made comment about that lunch. You know, I'll be there. And I'm thinking, oh, well, you'd make a great realtor.
You bring lunch. That's it.
Right. And tequila, too.
Yeah, tequila. And he'll bring the Ouzo. Ouzo?
Ouzo.
Ouzo.
312-91. Tequila's the diet, and Ouzo's the after drink.
There you go.
312-91.
You cannot drink too much Ouzo. It'll make you sick.
But if you add that water.
You think water is the key, just a little drop of water?
It's got to be cold water, though.
Okay.
Chuck, the home inspector, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Great, great, great. Did you text in that home inspectors are not allowed to give estimates or to give referrals? Was that your text?
No, I was the one asking about the class.
Oh.
To the best of my knowledge, that's not true, but I'm not sure about that. We generally don't give estimates because you give an estimate for, let's say, something that could cost $2,000, and you say $2,000 and it ends up being $2,500, you're going to have an angry customer come back at you. Unless you're a general contractor background, too, you generally don't know the estimate. So, you know, quite often the realtor will kind of give a ballpark and will say, yeah, that sounds right, or something like that. But we try to stay away from giving estimates.
How valuable would a class at Roy Spencer's facility be for you and other home inspectors?
No, I think it's very valuable. I see crawl spaces, actual crawl spaces, maybe only 5%, but there are always stuff, to look at. You know, I always have questions that I have to go back and do, research when I get home and stuff like that. For basements with the cracks, I've seen do-it-yourselfers, and they just look terrible. And I say, there's a couple of very reputable guys around here, and they usually get a transferable warranty. So when I see a professional one done, I go, it looks professional, ask for documentation, stuff like that.
Got it. Well, a quick plug for your home inspecting company, and we'll make sure that Roy and his team reach out to you to schedule that class. And when the class is scheduled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Donahue Home Inspections. I started in Chicago, but I'm out in St. Charles now, but I do the entire state.
All right, bud.
Right, right.
And you said Chicago, right? So that's good, Chuck. You got one step in the door there. That's good. So
I do all of Chicago South Side. I was just in Calumet City the other day, and I go everywhere.
All right, bud. Well, thank your phone number, in case our listeners want to reach you. What's the number?
773-908-4000. 4362.
All right, thanks for calling the show, sharing it, giving Roy the idea to get the classes back up and running. 312-981-7200. We got a text here for Amy. A text. It's like romper room. Got a text here for Amy. Got a text here for George, and a text here for Don. 312-981-7200. We've got the phone lines blowing up too. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line for the listener that sent in pictures of the deck that. That George and his team refinished. Beautiful deck.
Beautiful, nice. Nice yard.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. It looks really nice. Yeah.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of railings, a lot of steps. Forget about it. I would have gone nuts.
And that lattice.
The lattice is beautiful.
You had to work around that landscaping.
Yes, sir.
Nice
job. That looks really nice.
And that listener.
Thank you for using us.
The listener last time texted in, make sure George knows. And then she said, I want to show George the picture. So there, you saw the picture.
I appreciate it. If you could give me her name and number, I like the color.
It'll cost you a dollar. 312-981-7200.
And a tequila.
And a tequila. Mm. And a nuzo and a bazooka. Sambuca. What's it called?
Sambuca.
Through a bazooka. 312-981-7200. There's a texter that doesn't like our banter, Joe. Yeah.
I'm not sure if they like it when you're here, but it doesn't sound like when I'm with you.
Right. They'd rather me not be here and you host the show.
No, I'm saying the opposite. But
you not be
maybe
here.
They should call in and say who should be here.
Not. Yeah, text us which one you like better or least better. 312-981-7200. We just want to satisfy our listeners, Roy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenheim isn't saying
that's not my
G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. How would you pronounce it? Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Dave and Dwight, you've got a question for Don Butler from Capital Electric.
Yeah. Hi, how you doing? I'm a bachelor, and my son's away in college. And so my electric bill in the summer runs about $50 a month, and in the winter about $70-$75. Is it possible for me to do anything solar that keeps it cost-efficient for me?
So 125, say, round it up, make it easy math, $150 a month, $1,800 a year, put in a 40,000.
That's high.
Okay. $1,500, say $125 a month, $1,500 a year, install a $40,000 unit that he's going to get $20,000 back to save $1,200 a year. Does that make sense?
Dave, I'll buy his house right now.
I mean, seriously, my last electric bill was $43.
That's unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. I'll buy your house now.
I understand.
So, obviously.
And so, what do I do? I mean, is the new Generac battery pack okay? I mean, is that something that's brand new, isn't it?
That is brand new. And they're all roughly, all the batteries are roughly about the same price.
What about quality?
So we handle Panasonic and Tesla. I think Tesla is a little bit more versatile, especially when it comes to whole house backup power. If you're looking for a partial backup power, Panasonic is a very good unit as well. Pretty much the same batteries.
But does it make sense for a bachelor?
Right.
So... yeah, well,
I think you need to get a couple of girlfriends, Dave. Dave, get a couple of girlfriends, spice
Dave,
it up.
Oh, you're a bachelor. That explains.
Wait a minute. I think
that's enough.
I think we solved. Hold on. Dave, I think we solved your problem here. You get a couple of side action going, Dave. You get the electric bill up to $300-$400 a month, and then we know he's having a good time, Roy. He's having a good time.
Now it's worth it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. The other headaches that the women bring, yeah, makes it worth it to go get the solar.
You're assuming it's a woman.
Exactly.
Let's just.
Oh, you're right.
No, that's what's driving my utility costs up is a woman.
I mean, what I'm saying is that when I built my house in the wilderness in northern Minnesota, my electrician wanted me to go off the grid.
Yeah.
And he wanted like $30,000. Well, I did the math after 3 years. I was only spending about $500-$600 a year on electric.
Right.
Yeah, so
it wouldn't have been worth it for me.
Right. And obviously, he was just speculating what he thought you would spend. He didn't realize that you'd be reading by candlelight. There's no way.
Or the amount of time he spends up there as well.
Sundown, I get up at sunrise. So.
Right. No, you're. But we agree.
It doesn't make sense sometimes.
Right. I think that there are times where you got to look at it.
Typically, most solar companies, including ourselves, we like to see at least an average bill of $100 a month. If you're not hitting $100 a month, it really isn't worth it. The payback now stretches, you know, beyond 10 years at that point.
Don, you got to live.
So would it be worth it for me to get a couple of panels to help pay, like, the chest freezer or something?
So if you're going to do just a small system, believe it or not, it's going to stretch out that return on investment because the infrastructure, whether I do a small system or a bigger system, the infrastructure is going to be the same. So I would try to eliminate 100% of your bill, whatever that might be, and that will actually lower your return on investment.
Dave, you gotta spice up your life, buddy. I mean, you come on.
All I do is work, man.
No, you gotta take some time off. Look, I mean, look at Roy here. I mean, he's Roy's partying all the time. He doesn't even know what his electric bill is. He's like, whatever, I don't care. I'm having a great day.
If I go out and party, I'm not at home, so I'm not using any electric there.
It's true.
When the right person arrives, he'll change. Until then, just let him work.
All right, we'll leave you alone.
Okay, so like a backup system, it would be more efficient to do solar or net gas. Give me your honest opinion.
So natural gas is going to be a tad bit cheaper. Even though you do get the 30% federal tax credit, batteries are still very expensive.
Right.
So the 30% federal tax credit does kind of get it closer. Now, the nice thing about batteries is there's no maintenance and there's no noise. With the natural gas generator, you are going to have some maintenance, you know, yearly maintenance, you know, oil changes, filters, and so on.
Sure.
They do make noise. It is an engine. But it is cheaper. You will get a return on investment with solar and batteries where you just get peace of mind with a natural gas generator.
Okay. Remember now, it's just for backup if the power goes out.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay.
And we're going to send you Roy Spencer's guide to living it up in over 65. Instead of a Mr. Floor cleaning product. So hang on. Yeah. We're going to send you both. Hold on one second, buddy. 312-981-7200.
Roy, you wrote that guide?
Not yet.
He's living it.
Yeah.
You're living it.
312-981-7200. Before the break, Marie, you got 2 minutes here. A minute and a half from Reed Beach Park.
Oh, David, okay. Really fast. These are things we're thinking about. Roof maintenance. If you go with the solar panels, what happens with your roof maintenance? How do you get at it? How do you make sure you're keeping care of your roof? Standard solar panels are stand-up solar panels. Instead of putting solar panels on your roof, we've seen stand-up solar panels. What can we do to make sure if we put something on our roof that we're going to be taking care of our house with our roof being maintenance?
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Great question, Marie. You have 30 seconds.
So we typically like to have a newer roof, something under 10 years, because we want the system paid for by the time you have to re-roof. The sun really does beat down on the roof and really degrade the roof faster. When you put the solar panels above it, it does kind of protect it from those UV rays that protects your roof, so you may get a few extra years out of the roof. But when it comes to the point where you have to re-roof, the system is plug and play on the roof. You unplug it, we take it off, we put it in your garage, store it until your roof is done, then we come back and we put it back on. You're going to spend...
Is there a service charge for that?
Oh, sure. So okay. you're probably $6,000 to $8,000. Lots going to depend if it's a new roof,
a complete
tear-off. It could be a little bit more. Or if it's a re-roof, it could be a little cheaper.
All right. Thanks for calling the show. We're going to pay some bills here. George, we've got some questions for you. Amy, we got some questions for you. MegaPros Joe, we have some questions for you. 312.
Come on.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. Kevin, take it away, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, every single bit of information. Amy, I was in a golf cart with a gentleman. I was at a golf outing. I was golfing with three excellent golfers, and I sucked. But I was out there because I had a great group of guys we were rolling with. Guy next to me around the couple holes to the end goes, hey, meant to ask you, parents just passed away. Both of them passed away within a week of each other. Mm-hmm. They lived in a beautiful big home in Schaumburg, had a lot of stuff, a lot of collectibles. I guess mom and dad collected stuff. And he's like, hey, I'm trying to unload this house. My sister and I are trying to sell it. Who do you recommend? I'm like, how much stuff do you have? He's like, I got a lot of stuff. So I'm like, so I'm there. He's driving the cart. Amy, meet Mike. Mike, meet Amy. Amy, Mike just lost his parents, have a beautiful home. Here's the address in Schaumburg. How many of those calls and text messages do you get from other real estate professionals like myself that you have relationships with, or just listeners out there introducing you to somebody? Go back to the first caller of the show, right? Mm-hmm. Dad is now going through some type of medical situation. Mom schlepped him back up here from Arkansas. George just schlepped his mom here from Greece, for God's sake. You know, you become your parent's parent.
Yep.
How many of those calls and what part of your business is that?
Oh, that's a very good portion. And the thing is, that doesn't stop, right? I mean, regardless of the economy, that situation continues. And so we do, and that's why we've got the great estate that handles the estate sales and clean outs and those kinds of things for people, because it is a huge portion of the business. And I got really frustrated with a lot of the estate sale companies who were, you know, they snub, you know, sales and stuff. And so that's where we said, you know what, we've got to create this company and offer it up. And so Alan handles that, and he works with numerous different realtors. I don't have anything to do with it, but we're there to help people go through this, and it's tough.
He was like, I don't know what to do. Okay, yeah. The guy, he runs a business. He's like, I've got this house. I got to get rid of it. It's got a bunch of stuff. He's like, I don't got time to deal with this stuff. So boom. So yeah. Literally I send the text, of course, 30 seconds later, you know, hey, it's Amy Kite. You know, I'm sorry for your loss. Let's set something up. And away we go. And he's like, wow, that was quick. I'm like, well, you know, it's what we do.
Right.
Like,
right.
You need a deck done. You need a basement done. I got guys, right? I got a whole team, Roy.
I have a question, Amy. How often is it that people want to sell the home furnished? You know, they don't want to move their stuff. And is that a positive or a negative in general to buyers?
Yeah. Well, you have to understand that most of the time people don't want your stuff. I mean, that creates even a bigger issue, right? I mean, now if you're looking for somebody who happens to like your style, we've had the same situation with people who want to rent their house out furnished. It's harder to rent a house furnished than it is unfurnished usually, depending upon the size of the house and how long you're going to rent it for. If you want to do short term, that's fine. But if you're looking for a year plus, I can think of a property that we attempted to rent furnished and we had to go with furnished and unfurnished. And in the end, it ended up going unfurnished.
I had the Panther room in my old house, Roy.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Crushed black Panthers with red lights and had like black and some carpet. And I'm like, Amy, this is a selling point. And yeah. Amy's like, for you. So she made me clean it up and get rid of the Panther and the red light. So I tried to sell it furnished. It wouldn't go.
I would think if you gave the option, and we're looking at some homes, and there were, you know, a lot of them have the option. Well, if the furniture's available for people who might, oh, I really like
sure.
this home, don't
yep.
touch a thing.
It's a headache.
Yep.
It's one less headache for the seller.
Well, yeah. And it works great if it's a second home.
Sure.
Right? That works great. But if it's going to be your main home, usually you're coming with a lot of your own stuff. Now, yeah. I mean, we have offered it. I can remember one where there was a $5,000 check passed at closing to cover the furnishings mm-hmm. that were left in the house. So sometimes item by item can be sold more than... Don't dump all your crap on me and now I've got to remove it, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that could be the situation, right? If you want to sell it like that, the buyer may go, I'm going to pay you X then because I'm going to have to dispose of your
yeah.
property.
Oh, no, that's
and
what
that's
I'm saying.
A possibility.
But if you put it out there as an option, furniture's available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roy, I would buy any house furnished only so I didn't have to go furniture shopping.
There you go. There's people
Your wife
that.
Wouldn't agree with you.
I know.
Yep.
No,
as long as we
me.
Know that.
You would buy the house
She's
alone.
Out of town.
Nice.
I'd buy the house now while she's out of town.
Yeah. And you're moving in it alone?
Jude, look at this. It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
she'd say,
thing.
I hope you enjoy it, Joe. I'm staying right where I'm at.
Or I'm going to go buy my own house.
Furniture shopping. I hate furniture shopping.
I hear you.
It's the worst. All right, we're going to take, Amy, if our listeners want to reach out, what's the best number?
Well, if they want to reach out for the estate sale company, it's 847-805-8878.
All right, we've got a special caller coming up after the break, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's Home Sweet Home Chicago. MegaPros, Joe, sponsor, text, call, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break so we got a longer stretch at the end of the show, and Benny doesn't complain that I'm not hitting the brakes on time. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Here we go, here we go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bonnie, how are you?
I'm good, and I understand that you needed to talk to me again.
Well, I wanted to talk to you because you keep sending us pictures of your deck, and I just want you to stop using your phone to send us pictures of your beautiful deck and talk about it, because our text line is loaded up with these beautiful pictures. You want to say something to George?
Well, George, your carpenters did such a wonderful job. My deck is 30 years old, and you can't believe it when you see it.
Older than you, Bonnie. Bonnie, that's older than you. Working it, Joe,
and they, if you notice from the pictures, they rounded all the corners on the railings.
Nice.
That's what was so wonderful. And your carpenter was the son of a master carpenter from Poland. And he said to me, Mrs., he says, you need another stair on your staircases because you get older, you can't raise your leg like that. And I had a laugh because the extra step on all of my staircases has worked out beautifully.
Oh, that is so nice. So what did we replace, the stairs, or do we replace it?
You replaced three staircases, all the railings, all the lattice, and 16 bad boards to the deck. I have a double deck because the lower deck goes into an above-ground pool.
And we did it this year?
It was done in March of last year.
March of last year. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. And we washed and sealed.
You can use my pictures for your postcards that you mail out, believe me, because it's beautiful.
Don't be surprised if you see it. Now that you gave us permission, we thank you. And did we washed and sealed it this year, you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And a wonderful woman came out to do the sanding and the staining. She was here all day. I was amazed. I was just amazed.
How much sanding would we do?
Was it the whole thing? The whole thing was sanded.
Was it a day job, a whole day job, or half a day?
A whole day job. She was here from like 8 in the morning until probably after 6 or 7 at night.
Good. And is it cedar or is it womanized? Do you know? Or?
This is womanized.
Beautiful,
and,
beautiful.
And I heard you say how the difference between the womanized and the cedar, but this has held up all these years, and it's in full sun.
Wow. That is good.
How do you feel about that? Your boys did a nice. Your boys and girls. Your team did a nice job.
The team did wonderful.
We appreciate it. Just hearing the wonderful things that we did for you. And that you're happy, and it actually helped you because it's a safety issue, the stairs.
Well, I want to know when we're getting invited out to the pool party and lunch.
Any time. your team said, we're going to make this, look good. And I says, well, listen, I don't live in Barrington. I live in Addison. And he goes, well, it'll look like Barrington when we're done.
Look at that.
There you know.
And it wasn't me either. And
there's nothing wrong with Addison either. It's not like Addison's.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thanks for sharing your story, Bonnie. You're awesome.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'll call you off the air also about that spring cleaning.
Okay.
Now we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, Bonnie. So hang tight, my friend. 312-981-7200. A young man by the name of Rich Dykstra Jr. His father was in here a couple of weeks back. Texted in, I had solar installed this year at my home in New Lenox. Okay. I used a HELOC through BMO Harris. My question is, will I still be eligible for the 30% credit, even though the system was installed and went online before the signing of this new act by the president, the Inflation Reduction Act by the president?
If it was installed this year, so it goes all the way back. So they made a retroactive all the way back to January 1st of this year. So, yes, you should get that 30% federal tax credit.
So the answer is yes, Junior. 312-981-7200. Quick questions for the solar guy. Do you service Naperville, yes or no?
Yes, we do. Actually, Naperville has some additional incentives, too, on solar. I believe they're getting an extra $1,000 from the utility company.
I heard it's hard to install a system in Naperville because it has its own power service. It's not ComEd. I have a Tesla and spent about $240 a month in electricity. I would like a quote. So does that sound normal?
Oh, absolutely. So when you have an electric car, obviously you're going to see your electric bill go up a little bit. But Naperville isn't difficult at all. They do have a restriction on the size system you can put in. I believe it's 10 kW is the maximum they allow in Naperville, but that's typical on most homes that we install today.
All right. Does DECTEC service the Northwest suburbs?
Yes, it does.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Text message here for you, Joe. You mentioned something last time. If you want to get a kitchen done before Thanksgiving, you can't do that. Is that still the case? You're just booked up or supply chain challenges?
Cabinets are 18 weeks out still.
18 weeks out?
Well, really? Okay. They say 12 to 18, so it's pushing 16.
So you're not going to get it in before Thanksgiving?
No. But what we are pushing is plan ahead. Plan it for
the spring?
Next March. We have a customer right now who's planning it for next year when they go on a 3-month cruise.
Oh, turn the house over. Okay.
Yeah. So just plan ahead.
Got it.
The best thing we could do.
Do you offer financing options?
Sure.
Okay. Don, do you offer financing options?
Absolutely.
Roy, do you offer financing?
Yes, we do.
George, you're looking into financing.
We're going to be looking into it.
Amy, can our listeners borrow your credit card just for the hell of it?
So they can install
everything here.
That's
kitchen.
Right. Yeah,
their
sure.
kitchen.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact needs. We got a question up in from Bob in Door County. Hey, Bob, what's up, buddy?
Hi. I need a battery backup system.
Okay.
We don't have natural gas up here, and I'm not putting one of those big silver tanks in my backyard. So I'm looking for a battery backup. We lose power, I'd say, on average once a month. Sometimes it's a half an hour, sometimes a few hours. And I had a disaster when I was gone to Europe, and we had a power outage, and the surge, when it came back on, tripped a breaker, and I had a freezer full of food that
Ooh,
went bad.
No.
Yeah, really ugly. I didn't care about the food so much, but cleaning that freezer
It out's the worst.
Yeah. Ugh. So what I'm looking for is I contacted Tesla last year, and they said that they couldn't service this area yet. So is there anybody that can
What area are you in?
Door County, Wisconsin.
Door County, Wisconsin.
Way up there.
It's way up there. They don't have anybody up there. So there's other manufacturers of batteries. If Tesla can't get something up there for you, we don't service that area, but Panasonic is another one. And then you got all your generator companies. So Generac, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, they've all come up with options for battery backup.
You can hook them up with somebody?
Sure can.
Hey, Bob, we're going to take you off air because we only got 2 minutes left, but thanks for calling. We'll get your name and number, and Donnie will follow up after the show. 312-981-7200. Don't know why I'm giving the phone number out with only 2 minutes left. Amy, you've got 30 seconds to leave us with a nugget of knowledge, my friend.
If you need anything from us when it comes to real estate, 847-877-9881, or amywillsellyourhome.com.
George from DECTEC, what type of nugget of knowledge? How did that make you feel, Bonnie calling in?
That was
makes it
awesome.
Worthwhile, right?
It was really awesome. It's great to hear people that we service turn around and call us back, because a lot of times you don't hear it. You just...
you hear the bad stuff.
Yeah, you hate to admit it, but sometimes you can do 100 good and one bad, and the bad's the only one you're going to hear.
And the bad's not necessarily that bad. It's just the one person that's just not happy.
Yes, yes.
Not
and you're always going to get that.
Yes.
But it was great to hear that, and we appreciate anybody that calls in and anytime they use us.
Anything decking, building, designing, building, cleaning, sanding, sealing, what's the number?
1-800-956-3325.
Mr. Spencer, Mr. Training Class, Roy Training Class Spencer, you're going to be out putting classes together for everybody. I think it's a great idea, Roy. I think it's a good market.
Happy to. Just encourage people buying, selling their homes, or you have any questions, why don't live with the problem. It's a free estimate. You can afford that. Have us come out and look at it so you have the peace of mind. Why enjoy the healthy home and valuable home while you're there. And when you go to sell it, it's off the table. So give us a call, 800-421-SEAL.
Don, you got 30 seconds, buddy. What do you want to leave? What nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I would definitely look into taking advantage of all the incentives that are available with solar, battery storage, electric cars, if you can find one nowadays. Definitely you'll save money on not having to buy expensive fuel. Whole house fans is another thing that we do offer. That's another way that you can cut your energy usage.
Phone number?
630-833-2389.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Love you, buddy.
Love you.
We'll see everybody next Saturday after the Northwestern football game. Go Cats! Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Realtor Amy Kite. PermaSeal. Mr. Floor Igor Barak. And Deck Tech. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.